I just had a thought from the 93rd Psalm this evening. And of course, if we pay attention to the news and we're aware of all the things going on in the world, it's difficult, right? And it's only natural to be concerned, we worry, we are sorrowful for those going through difficulties and just the tragedy of loss and all of that. And sometimes we just need to be reminded. We need to be reminded that God is in control. And I think Psalm 93 is probably, in my opinion, one of the best psalms. We need to be reminded of who God is and be reminded that He's in absolute control. And, you know, many of the psalms confirm, or rather affirm, God's control, but Psalm 93, to me, is one of the most powerful. And it has direct declarations of God's sovereign reign in it. And so I do like this, and I think it's one that sometimes we need to hear. Just the five verses there. In verse 1, the Lord reigns, He is robed in majesty. And so the psalm begins here with the definitive statement of God's kingship. Right? His majesty and strength are just the absolute foundation of His rule, establishing that He is in charge from the outset. In the other part of verse 1, the world is established so that it cannot be moved. And this part here in verse 1 connects God's reign directly to the stability, I believe, of the entire universe, the order and the security of the cosmos, rests in His power. Verse 2, your throne is established from of old, you are everlasting. And this confirms that God's authority, it's not just a recent development. Right? He's eternal and His rule has always been and will always be supreme. Verses 3 and 4. The floods have lifted up, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. And so now the psalm here is using imagery of raging, chaotic floods and waves, I believe, to represent the forces of opposition in the world. Right? And it asserts that God's power is infinitely greater than any earthly chaos, tumult, rebellion, and His power and reign easily overpowers it and silences it. And then in verse 5, your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness benefits your house. And so he concludes the psalm by affirming again that God's rule is founded on unchanging, trustworthy principles. Our God does not change. Right? And knowing that His control is not arbitrary, but it's rooted in His holy and reliable character. And so passages like that, God gave us to help us overcome difficulties, I believe, to settle the mind when we're in a chaotic world, a dangerous world, things we don't understand. Right? Just remember, God is in control. And if you belong to Him, you have no fear. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to help you with that. If you need to put on Christ in baptism with a responsive faith, let's take care of that. If you've done that, if you've fallen away, you need to reconnect, you need to restart, recharge, whatever, we'd love to help you with that also. So if you have a need whatsoever, any need whatsoever, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.